Bam. Rearrange, hey.
Like what?
But listen, listen, listen.
Listen to this. Anytime the hunter gets captured by the game. That don't make no sense.
Oh yeah.
That has a lot to do with the subject of the webcast today. Don't ever shake hands with the devil. I got to tell you about a matter that happened today. It happened. I couldn't believe it right in front of me. I'm glad that other people were present. I'm going to tell you about the incident. I'm going to tell you about how I reacted. I will forever work with young African-American males to teach them lessons about life. I'll let her end up this song and then I'll start the webcast. Anytime the hunter gets captured by the game. You know when that happens, there's something wrong, you know. Yeah. Anytime a dude like me gets caught shaking hands with the devil, and you're sitting right in front of me watching that, you know that's not going to happen because I know who the devil is. And I don't. When you are a man, okay, here it comes. If you ladies think that I'm a chauvinist, you can think whatever you want. I want to help these young men out. These young men that I have, and maybe in some cases, some kind of darn identity crisis. You know, you look at all these gay guys in this society today that's just coming up everywhere, and you have to ask this question: what's going on? You can say it's in the water and all this kind of stuff, but the way men are responding to things that men should respond to are completely ridiculous. These men are not. I mean, if you can seriously see them acting as men. I was here today. I had two of the guys with grown men now. And I recently made a call here at the house. I had to put a young man out because a young man was here, to be honest with you, so many years, and had never proven to me that they were acquiescing towards human employment, meaning getting a job. And after not much rigmarole, he was put off the property and told not to come back. And that I was disgusted with him. And whenever I put a boy out of Harcourt House, and I put out a few of them like that out of my life, I said, get the Hades out of my life. You refuse to do what I admonish you to do. Your life is, well, anyhow, to make a long story short, this person was put out like that. And I'm sitting back under the, you know, talking with a couple of guys, enjoying the afternoon. This young man comes back in the gate and walks up and greets all the guys. He knows them and puts out his hand to shake the guy's hand. And they both shook his hand, and he put his hand out to me, and I said, I won't shake your hand. I'll tap you. You know, because what the tap does is shows that I love. I still have love for you, but I'm not going to shake hands with you. I'm not in agreement with anything that you're doing in your life and what you're all about. And so he began to tell me about where he lives. So I'm living in Hollywood now. Yeah. I got a job. I says, oh, you got a job, right? Oh, you're paying rent? Are you paying? Yes, I'm paying rent. And right in the front of the guys, I said, that's interesting. You haven't paid me rent in 5 years. And when I asked you to get some employment, you refused to do. And then I said, now I'm going to tell you again, get your butt off my property and don't come in my back gate without my permission. And he said, well, what if I wanted to talk with somebody here? Call them on your phone. My phone is dead. Get off my property. Listen, listen, listen. And the first thing he did was put out his hand to shake my hand. You're still lying. You still got a bum line, because I know where you stand. I know what you're all about. I know what happens to these boys when they leave here. I don't just kick them out without knowing what it's all. But you're going to come back to me with that street line right in front of me. And the guys couldn't understand, firstly, why I didn't shake his hand, why I didn't. And I had to bring up that old euphemism to them. You ever hear the old people say, never shake hands with the devil? You're going to shake hands. So once you shake hands like that, you're saying all is forgotten and forgiven. No, it's not. Oh, no. I need an explanation from everyone as to why something is the way it particularly is. And you should too. Don't ever get into this handshake thing and then thinking that this handshake thing, excuse me, I'm just checking my volume, that this handshake thing is going to solve all of your problems, because it's not. As a matter of fact, when you shake hands with the wrong person, you may be extending your problems. So I refuse to do it. And I said, you know what? Status haven't changed. I don't want you on my property. Well, can I go and talk with him? I said, that would be on my property, isn't it? Get off of my property, see. I held to my original premise. Until you do what you're supposed to do, the way it's supposed to be done, you don't come talking to me. The younger men, they probably thought I was a little, oh man, this dude is hard, man. He's hard. You can't even make a mistake. There are no mistakes in a man's life. There are intentional moves that every man makes. And since every man makes those intentional moves, they are made with candor and purpose and objectivity. In other words, the author knows exactly why he's moving in that direction. All of us know that as men. We're all moving in that same direction. And so that person knows that. Now, when that person comes back by and nothing has been resolved from the last meeting that we had, then you should understand that the rules that applied at the last time you were here are still standing. Why would you walk on someone else's property thinking that things are completely erased and forgiven? There's something wrong. It's either the drugs you take or something. But no, the wrong has to be righted. And don't shake hands with the devil just trying to make friends, young people. Because you know what? In this life, you're going to have very few of those. Very few. I don't know anybody that has a heck of a lot of friends running around them trying to befriend them. Don't try to make friends. Be an honest person. Be honest with your objectivity. When you tell someone something, like that young man, I don't know what's wrong with him. I said, I am no longer concerned about, I even told him this today. Why are you telling me about your life? I don't want to hear about that. Are you working? Yes. Are you paying your rent? Yes. I said, and why, my goodness, in 5 years you never paid me a penny. Right? And then I said, get your butt off my property. See, this doesn't make any sense. That's why you never shake hands with the devil. Don't put your hand out. Don't be happy to see people that you haven't seen in a bit. You know, ooh, look who came back. Oh, no, hold it. Hold it. You too quick to make this truce, right? You want peace. I had the peace flag flying outside of my window. But no, you have to meet certain qualifications to do that. I'm finding out that a lot of these young men are habitual liars. They are cruel to other young men. These young people live as if, and you know what? I'm telling you this as truly as a man up in age. These young people do not live under the same rules of coexistence that we were raised to live under. It's a different code. And a lot of things have been, you know, taken out of the code book in their lives. And so you can't judge them. You know, I remember that old scripture that says, how can you judge someone if you don't even know what the word says about that? Something in regards to that. Not judge, not lest she be not judged. But don't judge a person with the wrong kind of judgment. Why are you judging a person for being a kind of a person they are, and God has never revealed to them that being that kind of a person is wrong? I've always been a person that was totally involved in the in-depthful meaning of one's life. What makes that life so important to that person, especially to a young African male that never knew his father, and if he did know him, he never had a relationship with him. I'm kind of like in that category, because I had one of those fathers that was, he was in the home, but he was absent. See. And I'm not trying to slam him because he's gone. If my daughters would ever say that, they would tell the truth. Oh, daddy was in the home, and he would come home, but he was more into that church than he was into us. They would not be lying. Though I did give my daughters time, I gave the church the priority time in everything. Everything. So, ooh, you hear the squeaking doors of the inner sanctum here? How about that? I need to oil the joints, John. So, don't shake hands with the devil. When you part company with someone, you remember why you parted that company with them and why that company was parted. Remember that. Don't ever forget that. And don't think that when you see someone because you're young and they're smiling and all of that. No. I had to speak with my boy Mario about that when he got back from Papua New Guinea. I said, everything has changed now. You can't come to me in the same way you came to me. You're a grown-ass man. I expect some grown-ass behavior. That's what I say to all these men. So when they come to me with childish behavior, I don't know why you're acting childish. What was the last thing I told you? Stay off my property. What are you doing on it? Don't tell me anything. Get off of it. See what I mean? He'll be all right in a couple of days. Get off of it. Aren't you concerned about what? No. I was concerned for all those years and showed my concern. Now it's time for people to stand up on their own. Did you hear the webcast about Kaepernick, that quarterback? Do you think I was too harsh on the young man? Think about what you're saying before you say it. Think about what you're doing before you do it. There's a consequence for everything you do. And don't shake hands with the devil so quickly trying to make peace, because the devil will never make peace with you. I got one of my sons over here. The boy's bad. He's a bad little boy. He tells me that he's going to remain bad. And he said that if I had any intention on changing him, that I would die in a quandary trying to figure out how I was going to change him, because he was going to be that way and train this lifestyle to his son, which he knows it irks me. But I can't change that man. I can't do anything in that man's life. But one thing, I take that back. I can do one thing. What? I can love him. If he can live peaceably with me and assist me as I grow older, then you can have some kind of ongoing thing with me. But if you cannot assist me in any way, and you just gonna, what? I want to tell you guys something out there. No. Retiring from work and not going to work. You know what everybody's worried about? Oh, honey, I got to get a job. No, you don't. You need to let all that money go. You need to let it all go and see what it really takes for you to live off something. You know what I did? A young man came by my house this morning and bought me breakfast. A good-sized breakfast. Before that, another young man bought me a latte. And when I took him to work, he gave me $20. I popped him in the Mini Coupe, took him to work. I said, oh, you're going to pay Pops. So you see, and with that $20, that'll fill up my tank for over a week. Now, I want to see progressiveness in these young men's lives. But you've got to give them a real example of what shaking the hand with the devil looks like. Because they know what this young man did. They was a little bit too happy to smile when they saw him. They have to know that every time they're with me, that it will be a test in their masculinity. This person left on very bad grounds. What is he doing walking in on the old man's property? First of all, they should have looked, was there any weaponry on him? Because that's the first thing I looked at. I was quite a distance off when I was speaking with him, and he asked me to take my shades off. I don't take my shades off. I'm in my backyard, in the patio, and he's telling me to take my shades off. I just laughed. I said, "You see enough. Get off my property." For those of you that think that I'm a cruel person, you know what? You stop shaking hands with the devil and you will find your life getting better and better all the time. Know who the devil is in your life. Know who that person is that says one thing but shows something else. See what I mean? That's all. They say one thing but show something else. Then they come, "Oh, let's shake hands. Did I do it well? Get off my property." See what I mean? There you go. You're showing yourself a man. I'm not crazy. I didn't lose my mind. Well, that's all I have to say on that subject matter. I just thought that I'd just put it out there because young people do stupid things, and that was a pretty stupid thing. And I thought that I'd share it with the whole universe. When it's stupid, show me some things that are not stupid. I can say a lot of things. When you come into money, don't spend it all up in one night, please. Why do we have to celebrate success? I remember a young man said he was... his son is going to have his second year birthday party. And they want to take him to Chuck E. Cheese. I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "You're right, old man. We don't have the money to throw away. But you're doing it. And you're inviting me to come to the party. I think it was supposed to be this evening. I'm not going to that." I said, "I'm not going to. That's ridiculous. That boy doesn't even know." He would look up and say, "What are you doing here?" I guess they take them there and Chuck E. Cheese, they have sugar high and almost OD. I guess it's like they're on drugs. Sometimes I'm wondering what got into the minds of the parents. Darn it. Chuck E. Cheese existed when Leslie and Delia were small. Maybe once or twice their friends went, but I never spent no money on that. Sure didn't. Oh, yeah. It's a good movie. I want to see it. I wasn't able to see it before. It's on hazing in college. And it's always intrigued me how far these boys go when they do that hazing stuff. I think that when you lower the dignity stick beneath humanness, you're delving into depravity. And that's what these hazing things have come into. And I would not want to be a part of any organization that would do me like that. And I would have memory of that being done to me. How can it be such a high-level organization, such as an education and acceptance of intelligentsia, and be so filthy? That's like being in Skull and Bones. Like the Bushes, the Clintons, and all the rest of them. Oh, and don't put it beyond your president, Obama. And I said "your" because a lot of my listeners are African-American people, and they're waiting to hear me say something negative against Obama. I'm not going to say anything negative against him. I just don't want to see what kind of toilet he and Michelle sets on in his house. Stop showing me these pictures of Obama's house. I'm not jealous or anything like that. I'm happy for the brother. I mean, it's worthy of being the president 8 years. Yeah. Let the brother be somewhere comfortable where he can write his memoirs. And then when he gets old and dies out of the house, if he don't move to his house in Kenya somewhere, that'll be his death house. Like, this is mine. I don't have a problem with that. But why do I want to see it? See, we need to come back down to earth. We need to get out of this hero. One young man told me, oh, there's something wrong with you. Everyone would want to see where Beyonce lives and Jay-Z lives. Yeah? He told me why the people that own property next to where they live sold the property because they can get more for it, because everybody heard who was moving in next to their property. You know what? Greedy ass people. Man, you know what? I've never been a materialist, and I'm not to this moment. And I think that that is one of the pitfalls of the church. They became materialists. My church is bigger than yours. My ministry is larger than yours. My pastor knows more than your pastor knows. You know, I used to go on those gigs. They invited me to come and preach at the white churches. They thought that I was very welcoming, that my language was decent. I was just trying to share with them what I was trying to share with everybody I came in contact with, that we all totally depraved and need some help. But very few people, because if you really look at the teachings of Christianity, that's what it teaches you. Especially the book of Romans, Paul's use of that book. My goodness. And it worked somewhat. So when you know all the books and you've read all that and you look at it and then you look at humanity today, you know that there has always been a need for God. And the millennial generation tries to come up every week, it looks like, with another reason why the idea of God doesn't hold water. Well, he has to show himself to me or I'm not going to believe it. Wow. Well, I'm going to, let's see, it's 28 minutes. That's all I needed to do. Don't shake hands with the devil. Even if it's in your family. And I'm serious. Don't do it. Because it's going to come back to haunt you. It's best to be done with it altogether. When I'm done with people in my life, my blood pressure goes down. And I feel much, much better than I would if I didn't be done with them. And that's the best reason in the world to be done with them, because you feel so damn good after you are totally away from them. And you know that that was of the devil in the first place. So don't shake hands with them. And I take my fault for it. I do. Because sometimes when you're shaking hands with the devil, you know, there's a little bit of the deal in it for you too. Come on. Yeah. Well, I can get this done. I can get that done. But what you have to undertake is, once the devil starts acting trickery and things like that, and deception. Because I thought one of the boys over here would be that only he... I know the way that he is with that, but he is more open and honest than any of the other boys in the house about his own self, which to me is challenging and very adult-like. Because if you can tell on yourself to a man like me, then you're getting the lesson. And he has to, because he has a son now, and he has to grow up very quickly. I had another boy over here who had a son, and then a daughter, and then he was making enough, and I said, number one, you need to get control of yourself and leave these women alone, because you can't afford all this. And his life didn't turn out good at all. And please don't call me from prison. I can't handle that. But that's the way our community looks now. That's the way it looks. You got to give them a reason not to call you from prison. You know, when they usually call, they say, "Will you accept this phone call?" Are you kidding me? No. All right. I'm getting a little hungry, and it is time for supper. So I'll do that before I watch this wonderful movie that I rented on Netflix on harassing. We'll see how that goes. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for listening to an old man think out loud about the things that he's running into and how that correlates with the young people, because they're running into it also, but they're not responding the way that I am. They're responding in a totally opposite way. And to me, I think that's dangerous when a society gets like that. Well, God bless you. I'll talk to you next time. Lord willing. Bye-bye.